this story is fascinating. It's being reported in many different newspapers this morning. It's about a two-year-old girl who was born without a windpipe, and doctors actually grew one from her own stem cells, and it appears to be working. This is a girl who doctors originally thought was going to die and instead has a new windpipe that was grown from her own stem cells.
This is what's really amazing, Mark, is that indeed she probably would have had they not had this technology to be able to do it. When you think about the bioengineering, the principles used to create an organ from your own body and grow it in a lab and then introduce it and succeed at the surgery is quite amazing and quite a remarkable feat of engineering, especially when you consider how nascent or how early we are in studying stem cells and how they work. So this bodes very well in terms of applications that we will be seeing, I would think, certainly within our lifetime, certainly seeing more complex organs being produced from our own stem cells. What makes this straightforward is that the cells that make up the windpipe are pretty much uniform. So they create sort of the structure, the steel frame of a building before they apply all the other materials to construct the building. They create this frame or mesh, and they take the stem cells, and they encourage the stem cells to grow into a particular type of tissue, the cartilage necessary for the windpipe to be the windpipe structure. And it grows on this scaffold, it fills in the blanks, and then they take this whole structure, which literally looks like the actual windpipe, and they insert that into the area that was missing. It's almost like a jigsaw puzzle where you take a piece that's missing, you put it right in the place it's supposed to go, and everything looks normal again. And that's what's very encouraging and quite a nice story with regards to how they were able to help this little girl.
All right, Barry, thank you.